Moonfleet by J. Mead Faulkner. Published by Burlington Books, 2012. Retold by Sheila Scott. Chapter 1. Growing Up in Moonfleet. My name is John Trenchard, and I was born in 1745 in a quiet village in Dorset, England, called Moonfleet. The village is situated on a bay on the south coast of England. Until I was 15, my life in Moonfleet was quiet, and nothing exciting ever happened. I often dreamed of having an adventure, but when it happened, it wasn't like the wonderful adventures in my dreams. My parents died when I was 11, so I lived with my Aunt Jane. She was a very religious woman, and the only books in the house were Bibles and prayer books. Aunt Jane was strict and read sermons to me to influence my behaviour. I can still hear her voice. "John," she used to say, "I see you've got nothing to do. Sit here and I will read to you." I knew that a very boring half an hour was about to follow, but there was nothing I could do to avoid it. I didn't have many friends and often felt lonely. Aunt Jane was good to me in her way, but she didn't talk much and never showed me any affection. The only people I had real conversations with were my neighbour, Mr. Ratsey, and my teacher, Mr. Glennie, who gave me great adventure stories to read. Mr. Glennie was the pastor of Moonfleet Church, as well as our teacher. I only had one young friend of my own age, a girl in my class called Grace Maskew. We enjoyed each other's company, but we had to meet secretly because her father, the magistrate, didn't approve of me. Grace was a popular, friendly girl. Everybody at school liked her, but we were careful not to talk about her father, because nobody liked him. In fact, most people in Moonfleet hated Mr. Maskew. He didn't speak to the villagers, and Grace was not permitted to mix with their children after school. They lived in the elegant manor house, some distance away from the other village houses. People said Maskew was once a lawyer, but nobody knew why he came to live in our village. He was richer and more educated than most of the people in Moonfleet. I once asked Mr. Glennie about it, because he knew everybody in the village. "Mr. Glennie," I said, "why did Mr. Maskew come to live here? He doesn't seem to like any of us very much." "Perhaps he wanted to move to a new place after his wife died," was all he said. "Maybe he wanted to start a new life in a new location." And I had to be satisfied with that. People also hated Maskew because he helped the authorities to chase smugglers. Many of these smugglers were Moonfleet men. The sea in the bay was dangerous because of hidden rocks and underwater currents. Most ships avoided the area, but sometimes a bad storm blew a ship into our waters, and then it crashed on the rocks. Moonfleet sailors and fishermen knew the waters well and sailed there safely. They were always the first to hear of a shipwreck, and the temptation to steal the cargo and sell it was great. These men weren't criminals, but they were very poor. The men would hurry to smuggle the cargo from the shipwreck before the authorities arrived, but sometimes the authorities arrived too soon and the men were caught. I remember the night Maskew was with the authorities when they chased a fishing boat with contraband. David Block, a boy of my age, was with the smugglers in the boat, and Maskew shot and killed him. The people of Moonfleet were shocked and furious. "David was only a boy," they said. "How could Maskew shoot him?" "It was a terrible thing to do," one of the women said. That magistrate is an evil man, and Elzevir will kill him. Elzevir Block, David's father, was the owner of the Why Not Inn. He was a very large, fierce man, and I was a little afraid of him. Elzevir's wife was dead, and David had been his only child. After his son was killed, Elzevir was even more fierce, and some of the men started to go to inns in other villages to drink. One evening, soon after David died, I went for a walk and passed Ratsy's little workplace. Ratsy had been a stonemason before he became a sailor, and I saw he was carving something in stone. He called me when he saw me. "Hello, John," he said. "Come and help me." He gave me a lamp, and I held it while he worked. "What are you carving?" I asked him. "It's David Block's gravestone," he replied. "Mr. Glennie wrote some verses to put on David's grave." I looked at the gravestone. "It's very fine work, Mr. Ratsy," I said. "I'm sure it will comfort Elzevir." Ratsy was pleased. "Thank you, boy," he said, and then added, "I'm going to the inn for a game of backgammon with Elzevir. Come with me and I'll buy you a drink." I was surprised and delighted. Nobody ever took me to the inn. It made me feel like a man. "It's a good thing Aunt Jane can't see me now," I thought, as I followed Ratsy. "She would never approve of this." Elzevir looked surprised to see me, but gave us both drinks. The two men sat down to play backgammon, and we warmed ourselves in front of the fire. After a while, I became bored and got up to leave. "Good night," I called. "Good night, boy," said Ratsy. "Go home quickly before your aunt asks questions." "And don't go near the graveyard," Elzevir added. "People say old Blackbeard walks there at night. You don't want to meet him."